Hello, and welcome to another episode of In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, your host and the CEO of academia.edu. And today, we're diving into a fascinating paper from Chuck Lane and his co-authors on something called digital twin-based controls in gait analysis using machine learning. Now, that is quite a mouthful. I'll be presenting this research neutrally, so remember, I'm here to share what the paper says, not to endorse any particular claims. So you might be wondering, what even is gait analysis and why should you care? Well, gait analysis is the science of studying how people walk. Isn't it wild how we each have our own unique way of moving? It's not just about checking for limp or a wonky ankle. Gait analysis matters for sports science, for treating injuries, and for all sorts of neurological and orthopedic conditions. Now, the core question this paper tries to tackle is this: how can we more accurately identify what's really abnormal in someone's gait when comparing to so-called healthy people? Classic approaches usually compare a person with a condition like Parkinson's to a control group matched by age or gender. In other words, you try to find the most average, normal person possible as a baseline. But here's the catch: gait is super individualized. If you just average a bunch of people together and call that healthy, you might accidentally attribute natural variations to the medical condition, which really muddies up diagnosis, right? And that brings us to Chuck Lane's innovation. What if, instead of comparing to a generic average, we could create a digital twin of each person, a customized synthetic version of their walk, but as if they were healthy? Imagine if you could see what your own walk would look like without your injury or condition. As a totally neutral observer, I can say that's just a cool idea on its own terms. To do this, the researchers used a type of machine learning model known as long short-term memory, or LSTM for short. Now, LSTM is just a fancy way of saying the model can learn how sequences happen over time, which is perfect for walking since each step is a sequence, right? The team fed in loads of data from healthy subjects, chopped up each person's walk into chunks called segments or anchors, and taught the model to predict what the rest of the steps would look like, assuming that the anchor parts are unaffected by disease. If that sounds a bit abstract, here's a real-world take. Let's say you have a knee injury, but your ankle moves just fine. The model can use your unaffected ankle movements as the anchor and predict what your knee would probably do if you didn't have the injury. That gives doctors or, whoever's looking, something personal to compare, rather than using a clumsy group average that might not fit you at all. So what do they actually find? The paper reports that this synthetic twin-based approach outperformed the old average-based methods at picking up abnormalities. The predictions for a person's healthy gait were consistently closer to that person's own pattern rather than a general average human pattern. Also, they noted that the model got better with more data. About 1,000 strides was sort of the sweet spot for good predictions. Less than that, and it wasn't as accurate. More than that, and improvements sort of plateaued. But I should remind you, the team did much of this first on synthetic data, kind of like testing things in a computer sim universe, before trying it on real-world subjects. They did successfully validate on 3 healthy individuals, so that gives some promise, but as always, the research needs a larger, maybe more diverse group for robust conclusions. Oh, you know what this makes me think of? Remember those treadmill running commercials where everyone has a totally bizarre gait, except the fitness model? I wonder what would happen if you ran those through this model. Would the healthy twin just walk off set? Anyway, total tangent. Back on track. So what does all this mean for you? Maybe you're not a neurologist or an athlete, but you probably know someone who's had a sports injury or wears a knee brace or uses orthotics. The big insight here is personalized benchmarking. This approach could someday lead to more tailored treatments and rehab protocols. Your therapist might compare you to your healthy self rather than some abstract average. That's pretty empowering, right? But, and this is my neutral hat talking here, we should remember that research is about exploring possibilities, not laying down hard truths. This model, while intriguing, is still in the early phases. More work is needed on identifying those anchor segments. How do you know what's truly unaffected by a given condition? Plus, there are other methods out there, like propensity score matching or principal component analysis, and, who knows, combining them might work even better. Right, to wrap up, gait analysis keeps evolving, just like the way we walk. Chuck Lane and his team have put a new tool on the table with this digital twin machine learning approach, And while it isn't the final word, it offers a genuinely fresh perspective on what personalized medicine might look like in the future. Thanks for listening to In Depth with Academia. And remember, academic research, just like this, is here to offer you new insights to consider and explore. It's not the ultimate truth, but it is one more step on the journey. Take care, keep questioning, and keep walking your own walk. See you next time.